Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mike Dettillier, he hosts on Sports Talk, WWL, and college football and NFL analyst. Good to have you back with us, Mike.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Little Garth Brooks to welcome you in, man. You know, trying to make you feel at home, that's all.
Man, I think I've heard that song a couple times.
Oh, well, Mike, the draft is over, and there's a lot to get to when it comes to the Saints and the Falcons. But there's some reports out there that are basically saying the Saints were trying to trade up to get Michael Penix, and then you had your head coach, Dennis Allen, come out and say, no, these trade rumors, all this stuff is not true. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, I don't buy that. I do know the Saints really liked him. And in particular, their director of college scouting, Jeff Ireland. I knew that back in January. had that conversation with him. So he really liked him, and I think the Saints really liked him. But to trade up, I think the Saints, if they were looking to trade up, it would have been for an offensive tackle. I think they wanted to assure themselves of a certain guy there. The price was just way too high. So there's two parts in this. One, yeah, the Saints did really like Michael Penix. Secondly, I don't buy that they were trying to trade up in the top 10 for Mike. I do believe the Raiders were. I do believe Seattle was. But Saints, no.
Hey, Mike, what do you think about the Falcons moving up in the second round ahead of the defensive tackle run and getting Ruquay Orororo from Clemson? Some people thought it was a little high going ahead of Newton, but a lot of people like the versatility of Ruquay.
I live very close to a guy in this draft class that I would compare Orororo to, and that's Mason Smith from LSU. They have a lot of similarities. Great athlete, can move them around. They flash it as a pass rusher. They play a little bit too high in the saddle against the run. And Orororo's going to need some work in getting off the line of scrimmage, but not giving up all that body. And teams get, players get under his pads and move him around a little bit. Athletically, you say that's what a defensive lineman looks like. Same as Mason, who got picked in the second round by Jacksonville. But there's some technical work here that's going to need to be done with him. When they moved up, my first thought, Deuce McAllister and I were doing the show, and when I saw that deal, I was like, this is for Kool-Aid McKinstry. Because my first thought is that they're going to try to address the cornerback issue. And I knew that Kool-Aid had went through the foot surgery and he dropped out of round one. And that's why I didn't have him in any, I did two mocks, but I didn't have him in my mock drafts because that's one thing teams today, if you got a little bit of an injury, you're just coming off of, you sort of fall a little bit. So it surprised me a little bit he went that high. But he is a really good-looking athlete who can run the field. He wants to hit the home run. Sometimes, though, his technical part of the game is not very good. And he's got to get better at that, at staying lower and fighting off blocks better at the point of attack.
Mike, let's talk a little bit more about Michael Penix going to the Falcons at 8. I mean, we've talked about it backwards, forwards, straight ahead, whatever you want to call it, for the last couple of days here in Atlanta. And I've, you know, the words dumbfounded, the words shocked have been thrown around. There is, a lot of Falcons fans that like the move and you're planning for the future, and some fans that are, you know, just like basically we needed other pieces. We're not close enough to a complete team to be able to do that. Just your overall reaction and your shock, maybe on a scale from 1 to 10, because mine was at least a 9.5.
For me, other than my money, I always live for today. Okay? investing my money, that's a future deal. But you got to live for today in sports. And your first-round pick is not going to help you this year. I mean, he's going to be watching. Because you spent all this money on Kirk Cousins. And you got an opportunity in a division that you should take over at this point. And so it is a roll of the dice at the moment, at this moment. 3 years from now, you might have a different opinion of that spot. But for today, you can say, well, Green Bay did it, okay. But Brett Favre, when they did it with Aaron, you didn't know how much Brett had left.
Right.
And you didn't know about Aaron Rodgers because that was already – a lot of turbulence in the waters, so to speak, when you pick Jordan Love. Maybe you didn't hear about it, but it was there.
Right.
What the biggest negative on this is, and Kurt's going to have one of these games where he's going to throw 3 interceptions, 4 interceptions, and all of a sudden, the favorite guy on the team, the fans are going to want to see, the backup quarterback.
Yep.
And so that's going to be something. Now you've lapped on Raheem Morris. You put him in a difficult spot here and how he handles it. Could you have used another pass rusher? Yes. A cover corner? Yes. That would have been a more immediate need for you. So it is chancy. I understand the reasoning of you may never get in this spot. And you may not get another one, guy that can come in and maybe carry your franchise for 8, 9, 10 years. But for the immediate, it doesn't help you. It does not help your football team get better in an NFC South that, you know, come on, you're not, this isn't going up against Detroit and Green Bay and Chicago and Minnesota.
No, you're right about that. You're right about that, Mike. We got Mike Dettillier from WWL in Louisiana, New Orleans, joining us here on the morning shift right now. Hey, Mike, so you guys did get an offensive tackle in Talese Fuaga. How needed was that pick for you guys in the first round?
about as needed as water in the desert. You couldn't tell me today if I took Fuaga out of the mix. Who are the Saints starting offensive tackles, left and right? Nobody knows if Ryan Ramczyk can play again. His career may well be over with. Andres Pete was not re-signed. Trevor Penning's been a bust, but a major one on this team. And so you've spent a lot of money on your quarterback position, and you better be able to have people that can, you know, keep him upright. So Fuaga helped certainly at that right tackle position. He's a strong side player. I thought he was the best run blocker of all the offensive tackles in this group. And he's an ever-improving pass protector. So it was a good pick for them. And at the biggest need position they have on this football team. So the second-round pick surprised me, but the first-round pick didn't.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of biggest needs on a team, we got Braylon Trice in the 3rd round. Finally decided we were going to take an edge player Mike, and I think it's probably the one pick that most Falcons fans have agreed on that they're the happiest about. What do you think about Trice?
You know, he's got a lot of Trey Hendrickson in him.
Oh, yeah.
No, I watched a lot of Washington football, and he's a long, lean guy. He's not the greatest athlete, but he is a try-hard, pedal-to-the-metal, very instinctive guy who – whoever has coached him well. And his ability to make a move and then counter move off of that to get into the backfield. Now, he's not going to win the Olympics, all these combine workout stuff. But he wins out on the field, and he's a presence there as a pass rusher and also in run support. Just a nice job there. And you can stand him up, put his hand in the dirt. He's effective both ways. I like that pick a lot. And I thought he would go a little quicker than what he did. And a lot of that having to do, maybe he didn't hit all these athletic marks that some teams were looking for in an edge guy. All I know is he beats the hell out of the guy he's up against. He wins.
Well, I like hearing
that's
that.
That's all we need him to do, baby. Right? That's all we need him to do.
Mike, we appreciate you joining us as always. Thanks for your insight.
Great stuff.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Y'all take care.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.